You're listening to Everyday Food with Sandy Gluck on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110.
And welcome back to Everyday Food. I'm Sandy Gluck. It's Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110. Perhaps you are traveling for the holidays. You're not quite sure how to eat on the road or what you can bring and carry. Well, you're in luck. Get your questions ready. 866-675-6675. Because joining me now is Carolyn Scott Hamilton. She is a world traveler, chef, author, and the creator of The Healthy Voyager. Hey, Carolyn, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's a pleasure having you here. And tell us a little bit about The Healthy Voyager.
Sure. The Healthy Voyager is a healthy and green living brand that started back in 2006, kind of as a resource for people that have special dietary restrictions and how they could travel worry-free, because so many people these days are either gluten intolerant or dairy intolerant or vegetarian and have a tough time traveling. So myself being a special diet person, I follow a plant-based vegan diet. I travel the world, and I was taking notes of everywhere that I'd been and how I ordered and kind of showing people that you can get out there and see the world without worrying about what you're going to eat. So I started the show and the blog, and now it's kind of snowballed into a full healthy and green living brand.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. So what kind of tips could you give our listeners who are, many of them, you know, they're traveling, they're on the road. They may just be going a few hours, but some of them are probably traveling a day or two to get to visit family and friends. And, you know, we know we're going to be eating that big meal when we get wherever we're going. How can they stay healthy while they are getting there?
Sure. I would say that for the most part, always be prepared. Always have snacks on hand that are healthy, be it trail mix or really healthy protein bars that will kind of keep you full. Be prepared with healthy hummus in nesting containers that you can kind of just put back into your purse or your suitcase, your travel case, so that you're not tempted to go to, let's say if you're flying, going to the gift shop and getting a bag of chips or getting that pretzel or that cookie that you know you're just going to eat it and then crash within an hour. Also, if you're flying, go ahead and bring your food through to the airport, because as long as you're not bringing liquids, you're fine. If you make a sandwich or you make anything that you can bring from home, then you're more likely to eat that than load up on junk. And you're saving quite a bit of money, because airport food tends to be pretty pricey.
Outrageously pricey.
Yes. Like a latte at a regular coffee shop, maybe $3, and then it's like $8 at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So you save yourself quite a bit of money, time, you know that you're eating healthy. So the more that you can plan ahead and be prepared, that way on the holiday and the feast day, you can really indulge and enjoy yourself worry-free.
Which I think that is great. I have a tip. This is something that I've been doing for a while now when I fly. It really irks me that you get in there and you have to spend several dollars on a bottle of water. I bring an empty bottle, an empty plastic bottle. They don't care. I go through and I fill it up on the other side. I stop at a bar or at a fountain and I fill the water up myself.
I do the same thing. I bring a glass bottle.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is my big glass bottle has a wide mouth, so you can put lemon or something in there to come and kind of keep it tasty. And another great tip that I like to do is I like to say drink your veggies. There are a lot of fabulous products out there. They're powders. One of my favorites is an organic greens powder that one packet in 8 ounces of water gives you 6 servings of your fruit and veggies for the day.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't say that it should always replace your green vegetables or your vegetables for the day. But on the go is fantastic, because at least you know you're getting your vitamins and minerals for the day and getting your veggies. So if you do end up having carb overload or kind of junky food all day, at least you know that you got your veggies in for the day. And it's great for travel. It's great for hiking, camping, that sort of thing, just to make sure that you're getting some healthy stuff in you for the day.
And I think it's important, and we know it's important to stay hydrated, whether we're in the car or we're flying. It's very, very important. So bringing something like that or the water is just, you know, really important to bring along.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, what things would you say people shouldn't bring?
Oh, candy, cookies, chips, that sort of thing. Again, the more sugar that you bring and the more carbs and salty foods that you bring, the more it affects you in flight. Caffeine really affects you in flight. Anything that's salty, you already bloat as it is in the air because of the pressurization.
Mm-hmm.
So anything salty is going to make you feel even that much more uncomfortable. You'll be a lot more restless. You'll have a lot of tummy issues, especially people who like to drink in flight. Alcohol in flight affects you 2.5 times more in the air than it does on the ground.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking you want to get somewhere refreshed, don't drink, don't have caffeine, and don't have salt. Mm-hmm. If you want to relax, if you need the alcohol to relax, I'd say instead have some chamomile tea or bring some vegetable-based melatonin because that's all natural, and it can kind of help you relax and even sleep a little, as opposed to having anything that's going to affect you negatively when you land.
Interesting. You know, when I fly, I grew up on tomato juice, but I have not had it at home in years. But whenever I fly, that's what I ask for. I don't know what it is. There's something about being in the air that makes me want to drink tomato juice. Who knows why? And it's not with vodka in it. It's just straight, you know, maybe one ice cube.
I like it. That's a great idea.
But interesting. It is funny, and I am getting some vegetables that way. This is Everyday Food. I'm Sandy Gluck. I'm joined by Carolyn Scott Hamilton, who is the creator of the Healthy Voyager. If you're hitting the road, you're going to visit family for the holidays, you want to know how to stay healthy while you are on the road getting ready for the big feast day, give a call, 866-675-6675. Now, what about if you are traveling and you are going to be bringing some things? You know, how should we be carrying things? How should we be transporting them to make sure that they are safe and as fresh as they possibly can when we get to where we're going?
Well, if you're driving, always invest in a great cooler. You can bring an entire feast with you. Always pack in glass containers. That's always my preference because plastic containers tend to leach chemicals into the food. So glass containers are the best way to travel. If you're going to cook ahead of time or bring something like a hummus or a salsa to keep you satisfied on the road, that's always a good tip. I like to, if you're going to be flying, and this is kooky and it's worked many times,
mm-hmm.
and I fly across country, if you pack anything in tin foil and wrap it really well, so as it starts to, if it's something frozen, as it starts to melt a little bit,
mm-hmm.
it'll stay contained, and you put it in your checked baggage, because it stays in the stowaway container on the plane, it stays exceptionally cold. And many times I've taken something frozen and arrived at my destination 3,000 miles away, and it's still pretty frozen.
It really does work well. And I know what you said about the plastic. I do have to say that I am a big fan of the food saver, and I think that plastic now does not have any BPA in it, but those things, I will also seal them and then freeze them and then carry them with me. And I found the same thing that you did. You know what? I wrap them in newspaper, which mm-hmm. is a trick that my dad taught me, that it's a really good insulator, that if you wrap things in newspaper for whatever reason, and it doesn't matter which paper, that they stay cold longer.
That's a great idea.
So interesting. So we could do both newspaper and foil and have it be really frozen solid when it gets there.
And they do have like a foily bubble wrap. I know that I've seen that at certain grocery stores, but it's like a foily bubble wrap so you can put the food in there, wrap it so that it stays protected, and it also keeps it insulated.
Ah, that is a great tip. I have to look around. You know, sometimes supermarkets here in the city don't have as much as supermarkets outside of the city, so it's one thing that we need to look for. Now, what kind of things would you say, okay, we're going to a Thanksgiving dinner, what kinds of things would you say, absolutely not, don't bring that, or wait until you get there and sort of, you know, bring it in its components and then assemble it when you get there and bake it off or do whatever?
I would say, again, try to bring the healthier option because you know there's going to be a million dishes there that are most likely not the healthiest.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you were chatting about soup potatoes versus regular mashed potatoes at the Thanksgiving table. And a lot of the times I've seen soup potatoes doused in marshmallows and maple syrup and all kinds of stuff. So it tends to take away from the healthy aspect of what the sweet potato actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see a lot of salty food, a lot of carby food, a lot of sugary food on the Thanksgiving table. So be the person that brings the healthy option. Bring that salad and bring it, yes, in its components so you can toss it fresh when you arrive. Do your best to get a dressing that isn't a big, fatty, creamy dressing. Do like a raspberry vinaigrette so you get the sweet, but you don't get all the calories from the creamy dressing.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of salad would you be bringing now? I mean, we want something seasonal. So mm-hmm. what kind of salad do you think would be the salad that would work with any of those dishes that the usual suspects on the Thanksgiving table, but would bring that freshness and brightness and lightness to the table?
Mm-hmm. My favorite is a mixed green salad with pecans, some cherry tomatoes, and a raspberry vinaigrette. Again, it's light. It's not too heavy. It doesn't take away from anything else on the table, and it goes really well with that seasonal, with the Thanksgiving meal.
Mm, so that sounds really good. Now, you mentioned sweet potatoes, and yes, you are absolutely right. Often they are fat-laden and sugar-laden and whatever, but I did notice on your blog that you had sweet potato fries.
Mm-hmm.
So walk us through that, because I think that that is the kind of option that people would love and would be, certainly be healthier.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of ways you can make sweet potatoes different than the mashed potatoes on the table, and fries is a great one, especially for the kids. Finger foods are always fun. It looks different on the plate, and you can bake them if you want to make them a little healthier. If you just drizzle a little bit of olive oil and a little rosemary, salt, and pepper, great flavor. Just bake them. They'll be nice and crispy, but if you do want to fry them, I always suggest coconut oil. You don't taste the coconut. But what happens is the coconut oil tends to be a better at a smoking point than anything like an olive oil or anything like that. And it actually flushes the fat out of your system. It's a very healthy oil to cook with. So if you're opting to fry the sweet potato fries, go for coconut oil or bake.
Okay. And the coconut oil, I actually would love it if it gave the sweet potatoes a little bit of flavor, but it does not impart any flavor whatsoever?
It's so subtle that those people that would kind of turn their nose up at it say, oh, I hate coconut.
Mm.
It would be subtle enough where they won't notice it, but it does give it a little bit of something, but not enough to be overbearing.
Ah, okay. So it's like a hidden, that je ne sais quoi. People won't quite know what it is, but they'll love it anyway. Would you serve
exactly.
a dip with that?
You could do maybe a chipotle maple barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that would be nice. That
mm-hmm.
would be very nice with that. And, yeah, and I think that smokiness would go with everything. So I think that would be a great thing. Now, if you're traveling and we're eating healthy on the road, but we want to bring a little something sweet to mm-hmm. the table, what should we bring?
Well, you can always opt for a healthier version of a pie. Look for maybe something gluten-free because there'll be so much carby stuff on the table. Or go for low-fat ice cream or a hemp-based ice cream or a soy ice cream to kind of complement the pies. There's so many options for healthier cookies. You could make a parfait, a healthy parfait, so at least you're getting some fruit in there. You could make your cream when you get there. You could also use a soy cream for folks like me or for folks that are lactose intolerant. There's so many things that you don't have to necessarily do the traditional Thanksgiving dessert that'll still be sweet and delicious. You can do something with figs. You can do something with cherries and nuts like pecans. Lots of great stuff that you can do with nuts and fruit that you don't necessarily have to do the usual pie. But if you are looking to do a pie, you can either bake a healthier version with lower fat
mm-hmm.
items, or these days there's so many things on the market now, it's so simple to find a non-full fat option. So
right, and crusts that are gluten-free as well. Now, when you are going somewhere for Thanksgiving, what do you do? Do you tell them in advance that you are vegan? How do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm. For the most part, yes, I tell people, and I don't anticipate that anyone's going to bend over backwards for me, and that's totally fine. That's my choice and my diet, so I bring something. I tend to bring a couple of things, so then that way I can enjoy my meal, and other people can try my food and kind of debunk the myth that vegan food is tasteless and cardboardy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny. Last year at Thanksgiving, my son brought home two friends, both of whom were vegan. And the meal was not vegan, but I did a lot of side dishes and, you know, I created things using coconut milk where I might have used dairy instead, and rice milk and almond milk. Everybody loved all of it. So I absolutely agree with you. You just have to sort of try a little bit. There's a lot of great stuff out there that can absolutely be delicious. It doesn't have to be cardboardy at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just the seasons, the seasonings and the flavorings and changing up textures, and most people will not notice the difference, especially in a side dish.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I agree with you about the fruit. You know, I think fruit makes a beautiful centerpiece. It's a great dessert. Have a big bowl of fruit out there. For those people who maybe feel like at the end of the meal, you know, I just can't deal with pie now, or I can't deal with dessert. So it's good to have that as well. So, Carolyn, are you traveling for the holiday?
For Thanksgiving, no, I'll be cooking, but I do travel for the December Christmas holidays.
Oh, good. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me and sharing your tips. It's Carolyn Scott Hamilton. She is the Healthy Voyager, and you can find out more if you go to healthyvoyager.com. Carolyn, have a great holiday.
Thanks, you as well.
Thank you. I'm Sandy Gluck. You're listening to Everyday Food on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110.